story of Mert and Marge. Jack Arnold has been sticking pretty close to Mert and Marge ever since Mert was released by Duke Sandfield, who had kept her prisoner more than 30 hours at his exclusive gambling place. Then, too, Jimmy Minter, Margie's foster brother, is in hiding, afraid that he might meet the same fate as Harry Duffy, who was murdered shortly after Sandfield freed Mert. Now, to add a new element, Mert has received a cryptic note from Sandfield telling her he knows who killed Duffy. The message came with a box of magnificent orchids and was signed, "Your admirer, D. Sandfield." In just a moment, we'll see what new action is pending in today's episode of the thrilling story of Mert and Marge. A day has gone by. Mert and Marge are in their apartment finishing breakfast. It's about mid-morning, and as we join the girls, we hear Margie say,
"Want some more coffee?"
"No, dear, I'm filled up to the ears. Let's see what the papers have to say this morning."
"Well, I'll clear away the dishes. What do we do today, Myrtle?"
"Oh, I hope we do something besides stir up trouble for ourselves, but I..." Uh-oh. I'm afraid there's more ahead.
Oh.
Look what it says in the news here. Fred Hansen's press story about Myrtle Spears' disappearance might sound plausible under different circumstances, but the headlines that carry the news to the public read as follows. Myrtle Spear mysteriously disappears, last seen as she left her apartment with Harry Duffy, Chicago racketeer. The following night, Duffy was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody that knows Myrtle Spear knows that she's a nice girl and wouldn't kill anybody. Could there possibly be two Harry Duffys, both racketeers and both from Chicago? Maybe Myrtle Spear has two stories. Why not give us the other one, Fred? Maybe we'll believe that.
Oh, does it really say that in the paper, Miss?
Yes, right down here in the Voice of the People's column and signed Skeptic. Margie, there it is. More trouble. I wonder who wrote that letter. Somebody who doesn't like Myrtle Spear, obviously.
Well, maybe no one will read that column.
Don't fool yourself. Oh, I'll answer it, Margie.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, good morning, Mr. Hayfield. Well, yes. Yes, I can. I'll come right over. All right, Mr. Hayfield. Bye.
Mr. Hayfield?
Yes, Margie. He wants me to come over to his office.
Well, what do you suppose he wants, Myrtle?
Probably something about this mess I'm in. Gee, this kind of worries me.
Well, shall I go with you?
Yeah, let's get dressed quickly. He said to come right away. Oh, I think I'll call up Jack and see if he can be there.
I think that's a good idea, Myrtle.
No. Hello? I'd like to speak to Mr. Arnold, please. Hello, Jack. This is Myrtle. Say, Mr. Hayfield just called me up and wants me to come right over to his office. Will you please be over there? I'll need you. Well, I won't know what to say to him. All right, Jack. Yeah, Margie's going with me. Yeah, just as soon as we can. We can get dressed. Bye, Jack.
Myrtle, do you suppose Mr. Hayfield's going to give us our notice?
Well, let's not worry about that till we get there, dear. Come on, let's hurry. It's only a couple of blocks, but we better take a taxi, Margie. Jack told us not to walk on the street, and I don't see Gumshoe Thomas around here anyplace.
Oh, there's a taxi standing at the curb, Myrtle.
Taxi!
Taxi!
Margie, that's the same driver that drove the cab when I left with Harry Duffy that day. I wonder what he's doing here in front of the building. Yeah, I hope he didn't hear me. Duffy called him Slim.
Oh, he's getting out of the cab. Oh, look, Myrtle, he's coming towards us.
Taxi right here, miss.
Never mind, driver. We've decided to walk.
I wouldn't, miss. It's dangerous.
What are you doing in front of this building? Who told you to come here?
Perhaps this note will explain. Be you, Miss Spear.
If you need me at any time, this driver will bring you to me. or I'll come to you.
Yes. Oh, Myrtle, the letter S, does it stand for Stanfield? The man who sent you the orchid?
Yes, Margie, but not a word about it to anyone. Gee, I wonder if we can trust this man to take us to the theater.
Oh, I'm afraid, Myrtle.
There's nothing to worry about, miss. You'll be perfectly safe with me.
Well, you know which theater driver?
Yes, miss, I know.
All right, I'm just a gambler, I guess. Take it there, please. Get in, Margie. Come on, get in.
Myrtle, we shouldn't have gotten into this cab.
I think we'll be all right, Margie. I really think Sandfield has sent him to hang around our apartment building as sort of a bodyguard. I got a hunch. Somehow, I feel safe with him.
Well, just the same, I'm scared.
Well, anyway, he's taking us right to the theater.
Yeah, he is. Well, I guess we're almost there.
Hey, yeah, miss.
How much is it?
No charges.
But I'd rather pay.
Orders, miss. I'll be waiting out here in case you want me.
Well, I don't think we'll need you. Thanks for the lift, though. Come on, Margie. We go to the front of the theater, you know.
Myrtle, why would you need a bodyguard? You haven't done anything.
I need the Army and Navy before I get through.
Oh, Mr. Hayfield's office is on the left next to the box office, isn't it?
Yeah. Gee, I hope Jack's there.
Come in.
Good morning, Mr. Hayfield.
Good morning, girls.
Oh, Jack, you're here.
Yes, I just came, Myrtle.
This interview was to be with Miss Spear,
well,
but...
Well, shall I go out, Mr. Hayfield?
It's up to Myrtle.
Well, I guess you can stay if you don't mind, Mr. Hayfield.
Well, okay. Sit down, girls.
Well, what about me? Am I intruding?
It's all right, Arnold. I intended to have you come over anyway. It's about this Harry Duffy business. Yeah. Newspapers are not swallowing that story Hansen gave them. They're bothering the life out of me for the facts, but I'm very much in the dark about the whole matter and like to be enlightened. Kind of a nasty scandal to have one of my girls mixed up in. Now, what's the real story, Myrtle?
Jack, couldn't you answer Mr. Hayfield for me?
Well, I can tell you this much, Mr. Hayfield. Myrtle knows absolutely nothing about the killing of Harry Duffy. And I can also tell you that Duffy's outfit knows who did kill Harry Duffy. Now, as to Myrtle's disappearance, well, would you mind, Hayfield, if I handle that part of it? That's an official secret.
I never knew you had any dark secrets in your life, Myrtle.
Well, it's something I can't tell you about, Mr. Hayfield. And I think if the papers had only let me alone, the whole thing would be forgotten in a short time.
Oh, Mr. Hayfield, whatever Myrtle's done, she did it to help me and my brother Jimmy.
I didn't know you had a brother, Margie.
Well, he's not my real brother, just my foster brother. And he's always getting into trouble, Mr. Hayfield.
Well, I don't like to have my show disrupted. Hunt tells me this affair is interfering with your work, Myrtle.
Oh, Mr. Hayfield, Myrtle always does her work well, and she's only missed one show.
Well, that's the first show I've missed in 10 years, Mr. Hayfield.
Well, I guess we can forgive you for that one. I've had some complaints from Hunt about your work lately, but I guess we can overlook everything if you'll just go on and attend to business. You've always been a very reliable girl, Myrtle. No, excuse me.
Sure.
Hello? I've told you fellas I don't know anything about it. Well, if they have any such suspicions, don't you think it's a matter for the police instead of the newspapers? Just a minute. Hold the wire, please. These pesky reporters are out after a story. They say they're going to Myrtle's apartment and camp on our doorstep until they get one. What shall I tell them? Hello, hang on a second.
Let's see here. Well, Myrtle, don't go to the apartment. I'll be there to meet them instead.
Oh. Hello? Hello there. They've hung up. No one more officious than a cub reporter. Yes.
Mr. Hayfield, I hope this won't cause you any more annoyance. I'll try to do my work right, and I don't think Mr. Hunt will have any more cause for complaint about me.
I hope not. Well, go ahead, Myrtle. Do your work and stay out of the headlines.
What about the reporters if they get after
me? I'll take care of them, Myrtle.
Have you anything more to say to me, Mr. Hayfield?
No, I think not.
Well, thank you for being so lenient and so considerate.
Goodbye, Miss Beer and Miss Midair. Remember what I said.
Goodbye, Mr. Hayfield.
Drop in and see you tomorrow, Hayfield. Bye. I'm going to walk around to your apartment to meet those reporters if they show up, Myrtle.
Well, what shall we do, Mr. Arnold?
Will you and Myrtle get into a taxi cab and go see a picture show?
Well, where will we find you afterwards, Jack?
Well, I'll meet you at the theater 5:00, and if the coast is clear, we can come back to your apartment, or we'll go out and get a bite of dinner and do something to pass away the time until showtime.
All right, Jack.
I'll be sure to take a taxi cab. Oh, there's one at the curb. Oh, taxi! Taxi! Girls, I'll see you later.
All right, Mr. Arnold. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
We want to go to the Capitol Theater, driver.
Yes, miss.
Oh, Margie, this is the same driver. When you called Jack, Mr. Arnold, the driver wrote something on a card. He thought I didn't see him. Chances are that's going to be me with relay to Sandfield.
Oh, I'm sorry I slipped, Myrtle.
Margie, when we get to the Capitol Theater, I want you to go into the theater and stay there until I come back. Get a reserved seat in the middle section on the mezzanine floor and stay there until I come and get you. Get in the front row if you can.
Oh, Myrtle, are you going to leave me there alone? Where are you going?
Margie, don't you worry about it. I'll stay right here and see that you go into the theater all right.
Here you are, Miss. Capitol Theater.
Please, don't go anyplace in this cab without taking me with you. I won't let you go without me, Myrtle.
I tell you, Margie, I'll be perfectly all right. I'm sure of it. Now, you may have to sit through the show twice, but stay there until I come back. And remember where I told you to sit.
Well, I won't be able to see the picture. I won't even know what it's about.
Now, don't worry about me, dear.
Well, I'll try not to. Hurry back, Myrtle, will you?
As soon as I can, dear. Oh, driver.
Yes, miss?
Take me to Duke Sandfield.
Mert's decision to go to Sandfield's establishment again would appear to set her on a straight path to danger. Is her act as foolish as it seems, or does she have a plan that might help her get out of her present difficulties? Perhaps we'll find out in the next episode of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.